This call is being recorded.
And so, beloved family, we are welcomed into this perfect moment. I ask you to take one deep cleansing breath as we begin, for this is the breath of life, the breath of love, the first and eternal gift from soul. Here now we focus our attention on the threefold flame within our heart. The golden flame in the center is our eternal connection to Source, activated with every heartbeat. And the golden thread that rises from it connects us to the central sun. See this golden flame grow and expand to encompass the entire physical form and all your higher mental body. The pink flame, which represents the feminine aspect, and the blue flame, which represents the masculine aspect, come together in perfect harmony and balance, dancing together to create the violet flame. Picture the violet flame growing and expanding to encompass the entire physical form and all your higher mental body. As you picture this for yourself, know that you activate these energies within every human heart, rising up, raising up into perfect unity. Now, visualize yourself holding your arms out to your sides. This is the diameter of your tube of light. A beautiful, seamless pillar of white light which keeps you protected and insulated from this moment on. Visualize beloved Saint Germain and his violet flame inside your tube of light. Feel the love, the power, the purity all around you. Breathe it in. Visualize the violet flame outside your tube of light for added protection. We now call upon beloved Archangel Michael and his sword of blue flame, this brilliant blue and powerful sword of truth. Feel how it fits your hand perfectly. Bring it to your heart chakra. Set your intention. Raise it up. Swing it around your head and down around your entire body and two times under your feet. Feel how the violet flame consumes and transmutes all these energies you have released. Feel the freedom you have achieved. We also ask the beloved goddess of purity to hold space in all these areas until our ascension process is complete. Now, take a moment. Look down your tube of light. It is bottomless. It continues down into Gaia, inner earth, and connects you to the crystalline energetic structure of Mother Earth. Now, look above you. See your tube of light. It is never ending, reaching high into the heavens, connecting you to the crystalline energetic structure above the Earth and onward to the galactic central sun. So now we say, thank you, beloved mighty I Am Presence, for this tube of light, which keeps me invisible, invincible, and invulnerable to all negative creation, and keeps me free now and forevermore until I am sealed in the eternal freedom of my ascension. And we thank thee, it is done by the power and might of a thousand suns. For the light of God never fails. The light of God never fails. The light of God never fails. And the mighty I Am Presence is that light.
Now remaining in your tube of protective light, okay.
Were you there?
I don't know what happened there. Again, we got cut off. Did you guys get cut off too, or just us?
No, we still on.
It was you again.
Yes, we did.
No idea why that's happening.
It's our commitment to the call.
Weird.
Was now remaining in your tube of white light.
Yeah, oh, yeah, God. And then it said, got a voice on here that said goodbye.
No, they didn't hear the all the shields of protection.
No. They heard that.
No, we didn't hear that at all. I didn't say goodbye.
No, you heard the tools of protection, right?
Yes,
we heard that.
Yeah, when I started speaking, it got cut off. I don't know why. Okay, got to attempt to get back into it here. Give me just a minute or so. All right, and everybody else, you know, attempt to get back into the space that you were in. So back into your tube of protective white light. Focus on your breathing. Take several deep breaths. Just focus now on relaxing and letting go and becoming more and more centered within yourself. Putting the outside world, just that outside, and focus into your inner world. Take a deep breath now, breathe in the light, and exhale out any tension, stress, negativity of any kind. Just let that go out gently with the exhalation of your breath. Take another deep breath, breathing in the light. And exhale out any darkness. One more time, breathe in the light. And exhale out the darkness. Now focus on your etheric body and your chakra centers, and become aware of those 9 chakra centers that have become awakened and reawakened within all of you. Become aware of the alignment of those chakras up along your spinal cord, and the particular colors of those chakras. And as you focus on each chakra in turn, focus on raising the intensity, raising the color first in that chakra, and the intensity or the vibration in that chakra as well. So as you raise the intensity of the color of each chakra, you're raising the vibration in that chakra. And as you raise the vibration in each of those chakras, you're also raising the corresponding glands that are associated with those chakras. And as you're raising the vibration in the chakras and the corresponding glands, you're also raising the vibration in all the other parts of your bodies as well. So now focus on the Earth Star chakra just below your feet and see that as a deep earth brown color. And moving up from that, your root chakra, bright, bright ruby red. To the next, orange. To your solar plexus area, yellow. To your heart center, blue-green. Just above your heart center, the high heart center, magenta. In the throat area, sky blue. The third eye in the middle of the forehead, purple or indigo. And the crown chakra at the top of the head, gold or violet or silver. And then the soul star chakra just above your head, pure brilliant white. Now, if you bring all of these chakras together and the colors together up into your soul star chakra, all of the colors combining create the brilliant white in that soul star chakra. So let yourself, in your conscious knowing self, move into that soul star chakra, which now takes the shape of a three-dimensional six-pointed star, which becomes your Merkaba light vehicle or your light body. And as you did with the tools of protection, you surrounded your physical body, your astral and etheric body, in that tube of light, you surrounded that with the violet flame. So now see that violet flame all around your physical body and around your light body, your Merkaba light vehicle as well. So everything becomes the violet flame now surrounding all of your bodies. And the violet flame, as you know, is a way to purge out all of the past, all of the old programming. The old past and programming that are no longer needed in your lives. They are past. They are not present. So allow the violet flame, just as a flame purges out all of the old undergrowth, see that violet flame now purging out all of the undergrowth, the old programming. Just let it purge everything out. And know that as a fire burns in a forest and burns away all of the old undergrowth, what comes as a result of that is new growth. So know that as you purge out all of the old programming, which is no longer needed, the old past, which is no longer needed, see everything becoming anew now, born again anew, if you will. So now in your light body or your Merkaba light vehicle, feel yourself now pulling up and away from your physical body. Just let yourself rise up in through the roof of the building, wherever you are, up into the sky, through the clouds, until you pass the Earth's atmosphere. And as always, become aware of the planets of the solar system, and the sun and all of the millions and millions of ships that surround the planet, all waiting for that opportune moment to be called into service as a, what you would call a green light is given. But know that they are all there watching, waiting for the right moment and assisting in any way they can for the time being. Now, as you focus back down on the earth, see that violet flame now expanding and growing further and further and further till it expands around the entire planet. Literally see the violet flame engulfing the planet in the violet flame and purging out for the collective now all of the old programming and purging out the quantum field as well. The quantum field which holds all the old programming, all the thoughts, all the feelings. See it purging out all of the old that is no longer needed as a collective. And as everything is purged out, see the resulting change in the dimensional frequency or the vibrational frequency throughout the planet. Vibration increasing everywhere. Consciousness increasing everywhere. And life everywhere. Metamorphosizing, if you will, ascending, if you will, to higher vibrational frequency. So the flowers, the plants, the trees, the grasses, the oceans, rivers, lakes, streams, all increasing in vibration and in consciousness. And the consciousness that is in all of life now being freed from the old programming that was holding it down, the animals included, letting everything become free in the higher vibrational frequency, in the crisp air everywhere. No pollution whatsoever. The oceans becoming completely unpolluted, and consciousness being able to be freed to become all that it what is meant to be. And people everywhere, their consciousness increasing, love spreading everywhere. And wherever there is only love, there can no longer be any fear, nothing that can hold you back, nothing that can hold you down. You are just pure love, pure God expression within the individual, and God expression within the collective as well. And feel within your etheric and astral body, feel that I am presence, that higher consciousness coming over you now and in you. Feel it descending from on high, descending within you, becoming a part of you. God's source coming alive within each and every one of you, the I am presence becoming enlivened within each and every one of you. Feel that presence in the very moment that you are in, the present moment. And in this present moment, there can be nothing else but the present moment. There can be nothing else but the I am presence within you now. I am that I am. The God source becoming individualized within each and every one of you. As the God source becomes individualized within you, it becomes individualized within those around you as well. And so on and so on. This is how it spreads. First, the purging out of the old programming to allow only the crispness of the higher vibrational frequencies to shine through, the light to shine through everywhere, where there is no more darkness. There is only light. There are no more shadows. Everything is light. So feel that now. See that. See that shining sun brightly sending its light rays down to the earth and bathing the entire planet in light only. Never to be the darkness again. Light streaming forth into the hearts of men. And the Christ consciousness returning to earth in all of you. Now allow yourselves to begin to return to your physical body, bringing your light body, your Merkaba light vehicle, back to your physical form. Feel the movement back. Don't just think yourself back. Feel the movement coming back. Back to your physical form, bringing your astral and etheric body back in. And feel that light body completely surrounding now your physical body as your physical body glows with light everywhere. If one were to look at your aura right now, in this very moment, they would see light surrounding your body. Allow yourselves now to come back into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. And I am Saint Germain, and I come to be with you at this time, these times of raising of vibration. Even though it appears as vibration is lowering across the planet, it is indeed not lowering, it is raising. Everywhere, vibration is increasing. Consciousness is increasing. People are becoming aware everywhere of the dark forces and how they have done everything they can to hold vibration back everywhere. Keeping you in a state of low vibration, keeping you within the third dimensional illusion as much as they could, continuing as they can to hide in the shadows. But as you know, as vibration frequency increases, the shadows can no longer stay as shadows. They cannot remain that way. They must come forward into the light. And then they shy away from the light. And you, all of you, are rising into the light. And you must understand that. That as much as the cabal, the deep state, the Illuminati, as much as they want to hold you back, they cannot do so. They cannot hold the collective back. Yes, there are those that do succumb to the darkness, but more and more are rising to the light. And that is what you have to continue to understand and believe as you focus on those things that are happening in your world, in your third dimensional illusion. But as you know, you don't become attached to them any longer. There was a time when you did become attached, when you did lament the present moment that was happening. But as you know now, being in the present moment and being in the higher vibration, you cannot hold on to that old programming any longer. It is past. It is gone. And the more that you can believe that, the more that it will be gone. It's as if at some point you will be able to hold your hand out and materialize anything you want in that hand, because you have raised your vibration high enough to be able to do so. That is your mission now at this point, is to learn more and more to be in the present moment, to let go of the past. The past does not hold on to you any longer unless you allow it to. Be in the present moment. Be in the creative manifestation stage that you are moving into as you move through this ascension process more and more, and further along the path toward ascension, toward your full ascension. And yes, you do need to pass through this transition period, but only because you believe you need to. What if you didn't believe you needed to pass through a transition any longer? What if you did fully believe that you could hold your hand out and manifest anything you wanted in that hand, as if you had your own inner replicator within you and could replicate anything you want just by thought? What if you could do that? Then there would be no need for a transition any longer. You could simply move on and move through the ascension fully. But until that point, when you are able to do so, just simply learn to be in the present moment. Learn to let go of all attachments. For the attachments in your lives hold you back. All of the attachments hold you back. Whether they are attachments to material things or attachments to people, they all hold you back. Even attachments to your children, your family, your friends hold you back. That is not to say do not love them, but love them through the transition. Do not let them hold you back from the transition. I am Saint Germain, and I leave you now in peace and love and oneness, and that you continue to move forward and move beyond the old programming, the programming that no longer exists if you believe it no longer exists. And the more that you believe that, the more it will not exist, and the third dimensional illusion will simply fade away into the past, never to be brought up again. Om Mani Padme Hum, Om Mani Padme Hum, Om Om. Greetings to one who serves here. And Shoshana is here, and we are ready for your questions, if you have them. Would there be any questions here?
I have a question.
Yes.
The question in general last week was whether we need some kind of event, like a flash, to ascend as a collective, and I was wondering what your perspective on that is.
We can say that as a collective, yes, you will need something that is beyond the normal, something that creates an explosion of consciousness. But as an individual, not so much. That is up to you. You can wait if you want to and move through this transition and continue to move through it and wait for that solar flash. But we would suggest not to do so. We would suggest for you to learn fully to be in the present moment, to let go of all of the old programming, the past, and move forward into the future in joy, in love, and oneness. And if you do that, you will not need the solar flash to happen here. But again, as a collective, as an awakening process, there will need to be something that triggers. It is all about triggering that alarm clock to go off for all of those that it has not yet gone off for, as it has for you, each one, you see? So, but we would say here, do not be concerned about the collective. Just do what you can to be a part of the collective and an individual within the collective that is doing its most to change yourself. And as you change yourselves, you do change the collective. Because as you change yourselves, you are changing the quantum field, the universal mind. And as the quantum field is changed, so too is the collective changed as well. So, Shana, do you have something you add here?
We agree. We do not.
Very good. Then we move on to the next question, if there is.
Yes, I have a question.
Yes.
And this is more out of curiosity more than anything, but a lot of folks, especially, well, not a lot of folks, but a lot of celebrities of folks of that nature have signed dark contracts, right, where they... Well, let's just say with the dark side, and, you know, although I don't know the details, you know, it's handing over your soul, or what we say is like trading your soul or selling your soul, right? What actually happens after this lifetime? Are they able to retrieve, if they were a light being and they sold their soul in this particular lifetime, and again, using that term lightly, are they able to retrieve or, you know, get back that part that, or whatever they gave up as part of that contract?
What we will say here is, as we have said before, that those that will not turn to the light shall be consumed by the light. And what that means is, after this lifetime is over, they will face a judgment, if you will. Not the judgment from God, not the judgment from others, but a judgment
right
within themselves. And they will be the ones to judge themselves and how they can move forward from that point, you see. And they will have the opportunity, as you said here, they will have the opportunity to regain their souls as well. Not that they ever lose the soul, but
right,
that they will lose the experiences they have had to this point. In other words, they will have to go back and do it all over again, you see. Now, some, of course, will be able to be turned and will turn to the light and then will move through their, we will say, their karma, if you will, and will live through that and experience and move through it until they are ready for the next round, until they are ready for an evolutionary leap for themselves. And then they can also move on through ascension. No one is ever completely lost, you see?
That was part of what I was getting at. And they can certainly, through karma or something, even if they made that, you know, call it a mistake or whatever, that decision, I should say, in this lifetime, they can work that off through karma and regain whatever it is that they gave up, right?
And we would say perhaps Shoshana has another perspective here.
We can add, but there is really nothing to add. But we concur. There is nothing to add to the fullness of the answer. But we can perhaps rephrase, if you wish, dear brother.
Yeah, of course. If you want to give more detail, absolutely.
Dear brother, there are two things here that are occurring. the idea of selling your soul, it's not yours to sell, but the
right.
idea of selling your soul is a tactic used to control people, you see. This is long ago. Sell your soul to the devil. This was told to children to keep them in line, you see. This was a religious thing that occurred. And then it evolved to a thing that perhaps some people believe is real. But what happens in the darkness of the organizations such as your Hollywood is that they once again attempt to control the individual this way, you see. So we will take your soul if you do certain things. And their mind is captured. Their mind is captured by the darkness, and they begin to believe this. And they are given power, you see. They are told that there is power there by forsaking or by giving your soul away to a more powerful being. You will have the power of that powerful being. It is like hypnosis, you see. But it is not, it is never true. It is just a tactic. It is an evil tactic used by evil people. And also people, some well-meaning people in the past, but it is still a tactic used. For you cannot sell your soul. But the idea that one who serves has offered you is accurate, you see. You can retrieve whatever it is that you thought you sold by, as you call it, working it off through karma. But you go backwards, you see. You just relive and relive and relive until you are back to where you were, you see. So we suggest that you do not succumb to darkness, that you do not offer this to these beings, you see.
Correct. I was helping to understand the just really the larger picture around the soul and what happens after this lifetime. But thank you very much for the detail. Appreciate it.
Yes. Namaste.
I would like
to ask a question that dovetails on Kent's question, please.
Yes.
I worked in Hollywood for 35 years. I did the hairstylist for many of the biggest stars in Hollywood. I never, ever, ever saw any of this darkness. I never saw adrenochrome. I worked with, I don't want to drop names, but the biggest stars in Hollywood for 35 years, I never saw this darkness. My question, I guess, is, are some of them like Kiefer Sutherland or Sammy Davis Jr. that I worked with, were they not part of this thing, or are they all part of this thing, but they hit it very well from the people working on their crown chakra?
We will not speak directly of those particular ones, but we will speak about you who is asking this question. And understand that you yourself were at a certain vibration that did not attract that type of environment to you. Even if those ones were to participate in the dark forces, you were not succumbed to it, you see. So, that is what we would say about you for this and anyone else as well, because this can be a collective question as well. If you are of a higher vibration, then you do not attract the lower vibrations to you, you see.
Right.
So, Shana, do you have something you add?
Well, we can add here. May we add?
Yes. Yes, sister.
There is, without demeaning anything that you have done, we will tell you that the dark did not capture you because you were not worth capturing, you see. You were not participating at a level that would entice them to grab you. It takes an extremely weak individual, a an individual that perhaps is depressed or is in fear or is looking to be elevated through their ego that is capturable, you see. You are not, the 101 service has given the correct answer that your vibration was high, but you did not show signs of them being able to capture you, you see. If you had, you may have learned more than you wished to learn. Does this make sense?
Wow, that makes so much sense. That's a blessing. I'm so in gratitude to know that my vibration was not in alignment with that darkness. That's probably why I never saw it.
Yes, that is so accurate.
Yes.
And that is true of many. Many that are innocent cannot be captured because they do not align with it. That is accurate. Namaste.
And please understand that the saying for those that have eyes to see and ears to hear can go both ways. You did not have the eyes to see and the ears to hear those of the denizens of the dark. See?
Beautiful. Beautiful. Thank you so much.
Would there be any other questions here before we release channel? Nothing further? Then, Shoshana, do you have a parting message here for?
We would just say that those that continue to participate in this call have the bravery and have the courage to face what is coming, to face the ascension process head on, to live in that idea and continue to live in that idea and move forward in consciousness. There are many that have given up. There are many that wish to abide by perhaps what their ego is telling them. But these that remain faithful and continue on and move forward as a group are the ones, are the true ones that will exceed the expectation of the light and the ascension process. Namaste.
Yes, and we would say here that for all of you to continue to move on, to let go of everything from the past, to be in the present moment as much as you possibly can in every moment, and to let go of all of the old attachments and the old programming that no longer are doing you any good here as you move through this transition and the ascension process. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.